This is Randy Keck, and I am here with Dr. Glenn Rogers, who is the state representative for Texas House District 60. And he is being challenged by Michael Alcott in a rematch of a Republican primary race 2 years ago. This interview will be a little different because Mr. Alcott has not responded to my invitation for an interview. But I'm going to ask you the questions that I would ask either one of you to begin with. And the first question is, as the incumbent who has served in the legislature now for 4 years, is that correct?
I'm in my second term, so it'd be in my fourth year,
yeah. Correct. Okay. And so in the last term particularly, what do you feel like you accomplished as a legislator for the residents of District 60?
We had the last two sessions have been the two most conservative sessions in Texas history, but just specifically the last session, we passed the largest property tax cut in Texas history, $18 billion. It raised our homestead exemption from 40,000 to 100,000, lowered the school MNO by 10.7 cents. And so every homeowner on average should have seen $1,300 to $1,500 difference in that. So a huge thing. We also passed some really strong border legislation. We're trying to fill in the gap for what the Biden administration is not doing. We allocated $6.6 billion to put more boots on the ground, to continue building the wall, to help with DPS and the Texas Military Department. We passed some very strong legislation to make fentanyl penalties much higher, to classify fentanyl deaths is actually poisoning rather than overdose situation, because it often is what it is. We also passed increased penalties for stash house operation, human smuggling, and then we passed probably the strongest border bill ever passed by a state to make illegal crossers guilty of actually a felony offense to enter our country, and we can deport them back to Mexico. So those are the two things that are at the top of everybody's list. But we also passed some very conservative legislation in terms of trying to to damper the woke agenda, if you will. So we passed a bill to ban child gender modification. We passed a bill to limit sexually explicit inappropriate materials in school libraries. We passed a bill to ban biological males in women's sports. We banned DEI departments at Texas universities, banned rogue DAs. We passed some bills to make our children safer online. So we accomplished a great deal. This was the longest session in Texas history since we became a state in 1845, 246 days, one regular session, four special sessions. So we accomplished a great deal.
Okay, and I'm going to assume, but I'll ask you, that of all the things that you mentioned, you voted for all of those?
100%.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Were there any things that you feel like you didn't get done that you had hoped would get done?
My greatest personal disappointment was our regional water authority that we worked really hard to accomplish. I think we're decades behind on where we need to be in this area for planning and being in a position to bring in some of the resources that are available. So we wanted to pass this regional authority ahead of what we knew was going to happen with the constitutional amendment that we passed to create the Texas Water Fund. We wanted to be in a position. We know that regional entities are given priority versus just individual entities trying to get these research funds. And we also need to have a better planning process where everybody's working together, because it's too complex for just one group of people to, you know, just work on what they need. It needs to be reasonable. And we got it through the House, and then it died in the Senate. But we'll come back next session with another bill. One of the first things I'm going to do when I get home after March 5th, when we can start focusing back on what we're going to do in the district, we're going to have water town halls all over the district. There's three things we want to do there. We want to educate. We want to dispel the misinformation that contributed to the last bill not passing. And then we want to get ideas. We want to find out what is needed in this region and who needs to be involved. Is it just one county? Is it three counties? Is it seven counties? How the board would be made up and so forth. But we will do that throughout the summer and have those town halls. And but to answer your question, yeah. The biggest disappointment was the water utility didn't get it all the way to governor. Now, can I tell you one other one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, one other bill that I was very, very interested in is what I call the campaign transparency bill. And currently, organizations like, at that time, Defend Texas Liberty and other dark money PACs have to report how much money they spend on a cycle, but not how much they spend against a candidate. So our bill would have required a box to be checked for them to say who they support, because there's millions of dollars, literally, that has been spent against me that does not show up on my opponent's campaign finance report because of that. It passed the House almost unanimously, passed the Senate, and then it was vetoed. So we're going to come back with that bill again. That's something that's really needed, is campaign transparency.
Okay. And we're going to come back to that in a minute, but I do have one other major issue that I feel like is the driver of this particular campaign, and that's public education. So would you tell us where you stand on public education funding, and particularly on the issue of vouchers?
So I've been recognized as a champion for public education. In fact, the Texas PTA just came to Parker County 2 days ago to give me an award as a champion for public education. I'm known not just locally, but throughout the state as being a big proponent of public education. Public education is something that is required by the Texas Constitution to support Article 7, Section 1. It's a conservative principle to support public education. And the voucher vote was very significant. I was one of the 21 Republicans that I feel like stood in the gap to prevent the destruction of our public schools. And we voted for the Rainey Amendment, which stripped vouchers off HB1. So HB1 contained funding for teacher pay raises. It contained funding for school safety, but it had a voucher holding it hostage. So we stripped that off, and then it went back to committee. We never, ever voted on teacher pay raises because we knew that the governor was going to veto the bill if it came back without vouchers. So we never actually got to vote on teacher pay raises. Had we voted on it, I would have voted on it. I absolutely would have voted on it, but I never had that opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to the campaign, and I am holding in my hand, probably 20 or more, I'm guessing, mail pieces that I have received in my mailbox at home that are basically attacking you. And like you said, if that much money is being spent to defeat you, I felt like you ought to have an opportunity to respond to some of these mail pieces. And so, I'm holding one here that said, Glenn Rogers voted with Democrats to grow the budget and take food off your child's table. Is that accurate?
I'll have to say these are, when you look at them, the first thing I do is laugh because they're so false. Let's address the votes with Democrats. Okay. That's one they like to say, Glenn Rogers votes with Democrats. You may remember the, billboards that were on Interstate 20 that said, I voted with Democrats to impeach Kim Paxton. So they don't tell you the rest of the story that I voted with 72% of Republicans. The votes with Democrat is a perpetual lie that they continue to tell. If you look at my real voting record, not the biased voting record that comes out from the scorecard that's basically funded by the same people who are sending all these mailers out, Tim Dunn and Ferris Wilkes are the primary funders of those. But if you look at my voting record, over 99% of my votes were with the Republican majority. And I voted over 5,000 times when you take second and third reading, amendments, committee votes, all those together. And how anybody can say I voted with Democrats, that's, you know, if you want to twist it, so when we voted for the constitutional amendment for the property tax relief, 40 Democrats voted for that on the floor. Does that mean I voted with Democrats? I don't think so. The 14 constitutional amendments that we voted on, every single one of those required Democrat votes to get on the ballot because it requires 100 votes. So the whole votes with Democrats is just a very disingenuous phrase that they like to use over and over and over. Okay. It's kind of like a Joseph Goebbels, or the Minister of Information for the Nazi Party. I think he's the one that said it. Maybe he wasn't, but if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. Well, it's really not the truth, but it becomes the truth in the minds of low information voters.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's one that's got you on a wanted poster, and it said that you voted, well, again, voted with Democrats, but it says that you voted.
That's your favorite thing.
Well, and it has a picture of you and Nancy Pelosi, and it says that you voted to increase your own pension. Did you vote to increase your own pension?
That is, that's not a half truth. That's a 100% lie. We actually posted a video of the discussion that took place on the House floor, where we had the absolute information from the ERS that this increase would only apply to judges. It was an inflationary adjustment for judges, and our pension is, you only get a pension after you serve for 8 years. And the pension is tied to the salary of these judges. But this particular raise was not tied in any way to any elected officials. And they made that very clear on the House floor that this was not the case, because we would not have voted on it if it had done that. So they know that. The people that put this out know that it's a lie. But they know they can get away with a lie and people won't go check. But I would encourage anybody listening, just go look at the bill and look at what was said on the floor, what the bill actually said, and it would not increase our pension. Total 100% lie.
So even if it did, it appears that if you've only been in the legislature for 4 years, you don't even qualify for pension.
I wouldn't qualify anyway.
So there's no way you could vote to increase your pension if you don't qualify.
Well, that's another thing. But even for those who've been there longer, it would not increase any legislature's pension.
Yeah. This one says, Glenn Rogers failed to protect us. Over 7 million illegal immigrants have crossed our border since he took office.
Well, that one, I said, I didn't realize how powerful I was, that I could personally stop the immigrants from coming over. That, again, a lot of humor in that. Certainly we have done more than any state has ever done for the problem at the border, and it is a mess. There's no question about that. But the problem lies with federal government. That's their responsibility, that we have a sovereign nation which requires a secure border. And to say that I, as an individual legislator, am responsible for 7 million crossings is really funny.
Yeah,
it's funny.
This one says that you have had a spending spree. The Senate protected taxpayer money while Dade Phelan and the House spent like drunken sailors on shore leave.
You can't make this stuff up. We had the two most conservative sessions in the history of the Texas legislature. And the only constitutional amendment constitutionally required job that we have is to pass a balanced budget. So, unfortunately, they don't do that in Austin. But we also have various spending caps in different categories. But to say, just make a statement like that, when I read that, I think if I was a voter, I would be so insulted that they think I'm that stupid to believe something like that.
Yeah.
It's cartoonish, and it's just ridiculous.
Well, and then there's this group, the AFC Victory Fund out of Alexandria, Virginia, who has sent six or more large mailers opposing you. And
wait, is that all? I thought I got well, there that. May, there I thought we got that more. Many every day. Yeah. I'm surprised it's only six.
But they well, most of them these call you a liberal. Are you a liberal?
You know, you know a little bit about. I go to church at here in Aledo and have for 23 years. And I remember before I ran, I told my Sunday school class, I said, I'm going to need your prayers because I know who I'm running against. And they tend to call names and misclassify people. And I said, they're going to call me a liberal. And just the class erupted in laughter because they consider me the most conservative person in that room because they know me. And anybody that, I'm a fighting Texas Aggie, rancher, cow doctor. We shoot hogs off my back porch. And I have a very conservative voting record and have my whole life is all, I've always voted conservative. And for them to call me a liberal again, this is a joke. It's a joke.
Well, and, they, and most of these are about, well, for example, this one says that you worked against schools, teachers, parents, and kids. That doesn't seem to comport with winning the PTA award in Texas.
I've received several awards from public educators, and again, just totally opposite of the truth.
Yeah, I saved this one for last because it received a lot of condemnation from conservative groups. And this is the one that accuses you of using tax dollars to celebrate Muslim holidays and implies that you want to institute Sharia law in Texas. Do you have a comment on that one?
You know, just when I think that they've stooped to the lowest level possible, they go lower. And this one went lower. We have two Muslim members in the House. And as a Christian, I respect them as human beings. This whole deal is an insult. Now, they said that I voted against Muslim Capital Day at the Capitol. I actually did not vote for that. I voted against Muslim Capital Day. There's other resolutions that go through the, local and consent count. No, excuse me, the resolutions counter. They go through a resolutions counter, and we vote on that in mass. And it's every district has things they want to do. It may be recognizing Aledo for state championship, or recognizing another Mineral Wells for being declared the wellness capital of Texas. Those kind of things. Resolutions, and they're just specific for somebody in their community. This costs the taxpayers no money. And all it did was for a member of their district want to recognize a day that for their constituents. And there's a 500,000 Muslims in Texas. But specifically the one they said I voted against the Muslim Capital Day, I actually went back and registered a no because I didn't think that was appropriate to have the whole Capital Day. But for them to do that within their individual districts, is their right to do that. And it was not a vote on that individual bill anyway. It was just passing the resolution calendar. So very disingenuous. And to think that we have anything to do with Sharia law is again, that's, I don't know how they can stoop any lower, but this, as soon as I say that, they'll come out with something even lower tomorrow.
Well,
but it's despicable.
Don't hold your breath until you get the next one, I guess. Okay. Well, those are all the questions I have this morning. Do you want to add anything that I didn't ask, or do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I would just like to address where the money is coming from that's running against me. You kind of alluded to that. There's two major sources. Okay. First of all, you have Tim Dunn and Ferris Wilkes, who fund about 90% of what was it was Empower Texas, and then they rebranded after they made fun of the governor in the wheelchair and got so much heat over that. They rebranded to Defend Texas Liberty. And then back in October, when Jonathan Strickland met with a known neo-Nazi Holocaust denier, Nick Fuentes, got caught so much heat on that they rebranded again. And now they're Texans United for a Conservative Majority. And so a lot of the mailers you'll see will be with that name. There's also, 15 or 20 other
organizations that were tied in that umbrella that was managed by Pale Horse Strategies. Now they changed the name again because of the toxicity of what they do when they expose who they are. As soon as they expose who they really are, then they have to rebrand. So now it's West Fort Worth Management. And under that umbrella, you have Texas Family Project, Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, Texas Gun Rights, Texans for Strong Borders, all just great sounding names. Who wouldn't want to be in those? Or Texas Troop Project. But look a little deeper, peel back the layers, and you'll see the evil that's in that and who actually sponsors that. So that's one side of the equation. The other side is the voucher lobby, which is very, very powerful. And almost every one of these mailers have come from the out-of-state voucher lobby. Some of them tied to Betsy DeVos, who used to be the Secretary of Education, who's very anti-public education. She's the Amway heir and billionaire. And so you ask the question, why would out-of-state billionaires be pumping millions of dollars into Texas and literally hundreds of thousands of dollars against a representative in House District 60? What is their motive? Just follow the money. The voucher bill is a huge vendor bill. There's a lot of money to be made, both in administration, building the new schools. But the overlying vouchers is a Trojan horse attempt to privatize our public schools. So what's the end game of Tim Dunn and Ferris Wilkes and that group? It's privatization. It's absolute destruction of our public school system and creation of a privatized public school. What's the goal of the out-of-state groups? And actually, they're all intertwined. But their goal is privatization of public schools. That is their ultimate goal. This is the most important election in the history of Texas public schools. This election will decide the future of public schools. I firmly believe that. And I would encourage everyone listening to vote. If you support public schools, vote. If you don't support public schools, don't vote, please. But it's so important. If you like Friday Night Lights, you love the FFA programs, you love the band, all the things that go with our great public schools. We have the best public schools in the state of Texas. Why would we do anything to take money away from our public schools to put it into a private entity? We have great private schools too. We have great homeschools. But when you take taxpayer dollars and put it in a private school with no accountability, that's a problem for me. And there's only two ways you can fund, only two ways you can have a voucher program, and that's either defund our public schools or raise taxes. Neither one of those are good for Texas. So.
Okay. Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming in and spending some time to do this. And we wish we had heard from Mr. Alcott, but we didn't. So you'll have this one all to yourself.
I've had several of those. We've actually had three forums that Mr. Alcott didn't show up. And I'm disappointed because I would like for him to have been there and hear what he had to say. I wish he'd been here today.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you for coming in. And we'll see you on the campaign trail.
Okay. Thank you, Randy.